Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, July 5th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Ministry in Turkey may be impacted by a revived nationalist spirit. A Christian humanitarian agency is celebrating the kids they help in Latin America, and a pilgrim house project is growing in Haiti. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Turkey. Attempts to enter the European Union are stirring up anti-Christian sentiments. Interserve has a presence in Turkey, but for security reasons, we'll call our contact Terry. He says the attitude may actually be mixed with nationalism, a traditional obstacle to the gospel in Turkey.
Christians should expect this kind of thing. It's not abnormal. It's really the norm for people living godly in a dark world. I feel like we're living the book of Acts in many ways. There's seasons of calm and peace and church growth, and there's seasons of opposition and persecution, sometimes the government, sometimes just social. But nonetheless, God has been really at work in His church. There's been quite amazing growth in the years that we've been there.
Terry says sometimes the demands made on their team can be discouraging. He's asking for prayer.
All of us recognize that the easy way out is to want to escape or pray it to go away. My feeling is that what we should pray is that we would be strong through it and God would do His work in us through this time of difficulty, that it would strengthen character, lead us to greater hope in Him and greater faithfulness for Him.
Meanwhile, much of Europe is difficult to reach with the gospel. While many profess Christianity, a vast majority of people don't worship in church each week, and even fewer are biblically literate. In Spain, only about 1% claim to be born-again Christians. Greater Europe Mission wants to do something about that, and they're attempting to do it by starting a Christian radio station. GEMS, Jordi Torres.
We are working with a national pastor who had a vision to start a new radio station in his province. Many people doubt that can happen, but he's pursuing this vision that he thinks it will reach the people of Catalonia.
In their own language, Torres says that they're pretty close to seeing this happen.
We were pretty close to finishing the building itself. We haven't bought any equipment yet. We got about 21,000 euros from a church in Europe, and we still need 15,000 more for that.
You're listening to Mission Network News. 38 Christian radio listeners with our sister ministry, Way FM in West Michigan, just returned from a short-term mission trip to Guatemala, helping Buckner Orphan Care International revitalize several government orphanages. Station manager Rich Anderson says the end of the trip didn't mean the end of ministry, especially when the team found out a boys' home didn't have running water.
And they used kind of the same water in a big basin to brush their teeth and wash their face, and they started thinking, well, how much would each of us have to raise, and started putting it on the radio station's blog. And one person who was reading that stepped forward with a $20,000 matching gift.
$45,000 is the total cost, and Way FM and Mission Network News hope to raise the rest. Doing so will almost assure Buckner teams will return to these government homes.
They're bringing in teams like our team doing VBS programs with these kids. As the kids make decisions for Christ, they have a follow-up staff that goes back in and make sure the kids are getting into God's Word.
Go to our website to help. Next, Food for the Poor just held parties celebrating the children in over 60 orphanages throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. The festivals for the Angels of Hope Orphanage Program are meant to help the kids know how important they are in God's eyes. The Angels of Hope Program enables donors to sponsor children through 7 countries in the region. It's one way believers are reaching out to provide the kids with desperately needed physical, spiritual, and emotional support. And finally, with all the political unrest and lack of progress in Haiti, the work of For Haiti with Love is a positive witness. Among their projects, building the Pilgrim Houses. It's a project that first began with helping a needy family into a home 7 years ago. Funds are now in hand for the 15th house. Putting a family in their own home is a witness not only to that family, but also to the neighbors that God cares about them. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.